What is your name?
Sally Higgins Little.
Now tell me more.
I was born in Podunk.
You want to tell us all about the fire? Tell us how you feel and if you enjoy your stay here.
Where are you on your trip? Where are you from and your name?
Where
are
you going?
Where are you going to?
Go ahead and talk, because that wire is using up.
Oh. Well, I know some very lovely people in Fairbanks, namely Mr. and Mrs. Harry Hughes. And during a current misfortune in Fairbanks, they have proven to be very wonderful friends. And I don't just quite know why, because they didn't know me from Adam. And I don't know that I have very much personality or charm or anything particularly, but they certainly have been lovely to me, and I wish I could do something nice for them sometime. I was in a fire. I fell 3 stories and fell on a fireman. Poor fellow. He was bruised and so was I. But all I got out of it was the aforesaid bruise and a cut left foot. So I was very fortunate. And as I said before, I certainly have met some lovely people in Fairbanks.
Now tell them about your trip out tonight.
Well, we took a very nice trip out tonight to see a beautiful rainbow and a beautiful sunset in the sky. And then we drove out to the International Airport and saw some big planes. And then we drove back into town and stopped at the drugstore.
That was Mary Alice Ovell of Indianapolis, Indiana, on a visit here to Fairbanks.
I got it backwards here. I got it. Mary Alice Ovell from Indianapolis, Indiana. What is your house number, Mary?
4255 North Pennsylvania Street.
And what is your telephone number?
I'm not going to give that.
Oh, sure. I might want to call up sometime.
Well, you can find it in the telephone book.
Very evasive, aren't you? Now, maybe that fireman might ask for your number sometime. How would I give it to
him? Well, he can just work a little harder at it.
You're pretty good spirits after that long fall you took, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I was even pretty good spirits at the hospital.
Well, how do you feel now, in the few days you've been around Fairbanks? What do you think of this rough town?
Well, I think it's fascinating.
Make fun of it, Mary Alice.
It challenges you.
Pretty rough.
Now, you talk to
yourself. This is the last frontier in the whole North American continent right now, Alaska is.
That's
right. It's the furthest point north on the North American continent that's inhabited and civilized, mm-hmm. Semi-civilized, you might say.
And while it attracts a lot of ruffians and a lot of ne'er-do-wells and a lot of failures, it also attracts many fine people. You'll find them all here.
I've seen lots of tourists come here to Alaska in the 17 years I've been here. From every wake of life and from all over the world and every nationality.
Yeah, you even called a Gigi from Louisiana.
Well, that was Ruby cutting in there. She's the only other person listening in the room.
Come on now, no backwater. Come on, let's hear what you sound like. You don't have to even get up there. Just start talking.
Da 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 You sang for me.
Howdy, you
got know what to say, other than we're just kind of lonesome. Wish Ruby'd be home. Hope she gets along all right. Just been toting beds around all evening long. Hands and feet going, getting nothing done. I think I'm just wanting a drink of coffee right now. Right now.
Now, you go ahead and tell your name and everything. This is Savannah and Howard.
Savannah and Howard. We're just visiting Harry tonight.
I'm just going to say that. Okay.
Then Joe took it down. He set it behind the chair and we were talking. No, don't. Wait a minute. Like if you're telling us.
Go ahead. Talk,
huh? Go ahead and talk.
Huh?
Go on.
Go ahead and talk,
man. Well, and our first experience with this wire recorder, mm-hmm. Joe said, well, we'll fool Howard when he comes in. And I said, all right, get it back where he can't sit. So they put it behind the chair. I said, all right, when he comes in, I'll pick a fight with him, and I'll tell you just about what he'll say. He'll come and say, get your shoes on, get your boots on, we're going home. And I'll say, oh, no, don't be in such a hurry. Come on in, let's have a cup of coffee, visit a little while. He'll say, oh, no, I didn't want to go in the first place. I went up there, they put this thing in, I knew it wouldn't work. And so, and I said all that, you know.
Yes.
So when Howard comes in, and I greet him at the door and kiss him and try to get him to talk. No talk. Wouldn't say a word. And then when he did start in, it was very brief, wasn't it? Wouldn't talk. And then what little he did say, we caught him on this wire recorder and then we played it back to him. And it was so cute. About Vivian and I visiting, the upstairs was just brand new.
Sure.
So she and I were sitting there, you know, talking away. And she'd say, and you know him, he came in. I said, mm-hmm. And she says, and I said, mm-hmm. And I never knew how funny it sounded, you know. Everything she said,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. In the early days, when they tried out their first radio communicator over in the White Mountain area in that country.
Yes.
That's in Ordale someplace. They asked me to talk over it. And I talked over it, and they played it, and I never did hear it. And they told me I had a good voice over the radio. And I never did get to hear it, but it was Dick Ross, I think, that did it. I said, well, that I had a good voice, then you know what you have to do on those is talk fast, just as fast as you can possibly talk. Get it all in.
She did, didn't she?
Yeah.
What do you think about it, Howard? Huh? What do you think about it, Tiny? Come on, wake up, sleepyhead.
Come on, wake up.
Get it. Right,
did you ever get Jimmy on that?
Get Jimmy,
no, Jimmy
don't
talk.
Come on, Jenny, come on, baby. Jenny, tell us about the three bears. Come on, tell us about the three bears.
Oh, I haven't got anything to say tonight.
Jane, sing a song for
us. Yeah. Oh, murder. That's
come
right
on,
back.
Say something.
The wire's wasting. Say something.
Oh, go ahead and tell us the story about the three bears.
Oh, that's too long. Everybody's heard
oh,
that.
Oh, you can brief it, you know.
Oh, no. Oh,
we can't get an argument out of Jimmy, can we?
No, I don't
know. No, if I have a speech all made up, right?
How about you, Howard? Come on.
Come on, Howard.
Daddy, we ain't said a word yet.
Thing I could do with
nobody knows he's here.
I'll read something. Come on, right quick. Come on, Tiny.
No,
wasting your wire.
Mr. Nicely, will you please make a speech? He won't talk. Shame on him.
Un corazón llano fue de caminar, porque no tiene por qué de faltar marihuana que fumar. Jamás barba se caranza, panerón del sombrero. Ay, el evento cancha vía, no recuerdo nada más. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, la cucaracha, la
cucaracha. ¡Ah, más!
Two beds in blue. That's where my heart is always longing to.
Somebody don't see.
But we're doing it, and we're doers instead of sitting around being stinkers, you know.
Just show off.
Oh, show offs, huh?
Well, Santa Flush.
Well, Santa Flush. Well, Santa Flush.
What are you laughing about, anyhow, Hart?
I won't tell the story that they want me to, but I'll tell one about the traveling salesman that returned home unexpectedly one night and found in his living room a strange man's hat, overcoat. He noticed that the bedroom door had a light under it. And when he tried to softly open it, he found it was locked. So he got down and he peered through the keyhole and he noticed what was going on in there. He got very frantic and he thought, well, I've got to get even some way. So he grabbed the telephone and drug it over and he kept one eye plastered at the keyhole and he called his lawyer. The lawyer says, well, what's going on? Well, he says, you can imagine what's going on. He says, they're wrestling around, rolling around there in bed. He says, can't I sue him for that? No, he says, I don't believe you can sue him for that. What are they doing now? He says, the guy's got his hand on it. Can I sue him for that? He says, no. He says, I'll tell you what you do. You watch close, and if you see him put his foot on it, we'll get him for trespassing.
I go waiting on a Sunday afternoon, and they're all dressed up in their Sunday go meeting clothes, and they, one suggests the other, says, well, why don't we take our clothes off? So they take their clothes off, and the little boy turns around and looks, and he says, my God, says, I didn't know there's that much difference between a Catholic and a Protestant.
Ben, you know a funny story?
Oh, just a little one. Do you know about the Indian? Didn't know the difference between Chit and Chinua?
No.
Well, you should have seen his moccasins. It's a good one for a barber, a carpenter. You know, a lady went in for a haircut, and the little dog come in and sit down. The barber says, that's your dog? And she said, yes. Says, what's his name? She says, his name's Carpenter. Well, you call him Carpenter. Why? Well, she says, he does odd jobs around the house. So the barber says, I'd fix her. Suppose if I'd kick him right hard in the ass, he'd make a bolt for that door. I suppose you remember about the calling in of all the gold pieces. There was a real cute dish went up to the teller at the bank and laid down several gold coins. And they, after the call had been over, and the teller said, been hoarding quite a bit of gold here. And he, oh, no, just half of it. My sister hoards the other half.
What's the matter, everybody?
Well, now we're going to get little Margie on this thing, if we can get her to talk. I don't know if she's asleep or not. What do you got to say, Margie? Come on now, talk up nice. Come on.
Oh, I never have much to say.
Is that all you're going to say?
But
you do better than that when you're out on a microphone on the stage. Come
all
on,
right. Well, thank you very much, folks. It's a real pleasure to be up here in your saloon. I mean, the Harry Hughes Enterprise for underprivileged engineers and all that sort of thing. Oh, Ruby, you look so enchanting today.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Thank just like you, fell in the mud with your feet sticking up in the air.
Now, listen, I'm going to...
Bet.
I'll sing a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
All right. This is just for you. Okay? For you and Ruby. Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream, and nothing's bad as it may seem. Each little thing you haven't got could be a lot if you'd pretend. You'll find the love you can share, one you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, he'll be there. I need a piano too. So if you sing this little song, you'll be remembering all day long. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend, if only you pretend. This is Margie. This is Margie Gale. I'm from Frisco. I weigh about 105 when I haven't got much on.
Is any chance of getting your telephone number?
No chance. No, don't have it. Won't give it.
Where do you live, on Nob Hill?
Near and around. I live closer to the bay, Slob Hill.
Slob Hill? What do you think of Frank Caruso?
Frank Caruso? I haven't formed an opinion yet. It'll take me another 150 years to do that.
Oh, that'd be good.
old rickety big organ and their Adria. Here to come from Verloren durch Venezia. Doch den Pferd hat erlieben diesen Zauberbild. Hier am Rheinschlamm, hier im Hirschenlamm, all dein Singen ins Gestirn, ja so ein Stündchen am schönen Rhein. Ein zartes München bei Mondenschein und zwischendurch ein gutes Lächelchen. Ja, das ist Sächelchen. Ja, das ist Sächelchen. Ja, das ist Sächelchen. Die Herz erfreut. Guck sie doch das Mädchen leben und wird aufzugehen. Dass wir plötzlich noch im Streben schon vor Petrus stehen, würde Petrus uns dann fragen, was die Seligkeit. Hier auch irgendwer, das sie uns nicht schwer, und wir flüsterten erfreuen, ja so ein Stündchen am schönen Rhein. Ein zartes München bei Mondenschein und zwischen durch ein
713 Cushman.
What's your business, anyhow?
No, business is just most everybody else's business.
Are you a bachelor?
Not necessary.
You're not out prospecting, are you?
Oh, definitely. Between my address here in Seattle, it's...
Well, introduce your gentleman friend here.
Well, this is Bill Tabor over here. He's right fresh from Seattle, too. Howdy, folks. This is Bill Tuber. Process of doing so, he woke up Olga, and Olga says to Ole, Olaf, when you pee in the pot, pee on the side of the pot so you don't make so much noise and wake me up. And Ole says, all right, Olga. So he finished his job, climbed back in bed. In about 2 hours, Olga gets up, and of course she as she went through her procedure, why, she woke Ole up. And Ole says, Olga, and she says, yeah, Olaf, what is it? Well, Olga, when you pee in the pot, pee on the side of the pot so you don't make so much noise and wake me up. Olga says, Olaf, how in the world am I going to do that? And he says, well, it's got a handle on it, dip it out.
Running around with some goddamn battle axe. I don't know what her name was, but she claims she's his wife. And one day I see him show up with his brand new beautiful job from New Orleans or Georgia or someplace. Georgia, I guess. And about that time, he's driving around also in a brand new car. He had a new pickup, you know, and he got himself a haircut and shaved up and trimmed his mustache. He's sitting there with this beautiful woman in his new car, and goddamn, I figured why he must have picked up. So anyway, I figured I met his new wife, and I liked her a hell of a lot better than the old one. It's like a guy trading in a Model T and a brand new Buick. But anyway, I consider both of them damn good friends of mine, and I wish to Christ to get in some trouble so I could do something for him, you know, improve my loyalty and all that, blah, blah. yeah, I guess so.
music on a Sunday afternoon. That is the end.